Welcome to another episode of the Alaska Airlines Center podcast. One exciting thing that we are pleased to announce is the installation of 8 new walk-through metal detectors at the arena. And as our staff continues to develop and implement safety measures to keep all patrons and ticket holders safe, we wanted to go over today some of the frequently asked questions about these new metal detectors.
We've been getting a lot of questions from patrons lately. Starting with, will everybody attending events at the Alaska Airlines Center be required to be screened by the walk-through metal detectors?
So that will depend on the type of the event. All patrons will need to pass through the metal detectors. University police and or the ACT playing the Alaska Airlines Center may also request the metal detectors be used.
One of the other questions we have, what items do I have to remove before walking through the metal detector?
Definitely. So the items you'll have to remove will be cell phones, keys, cameras, hats, large metal objects. Obviously, there's no weapons or knives allowed at the Alaska Airlines Center.
And then a few things that you can leave in your pocket. Can you explain some of those?
Yeah. So obviously, you can leave a light jacket on. Coins can stay in your pocket. Wallet, shoes, belts, and any sort of jewelry or watch can stay on.
All right. We have a question about medical devices. Will my medical device be affected by the walk-through metal detector?
That's a great question. For our metal detectors, are safe for guests with artificial hips, knees, pacemakers, and any expecting mothers. Feel free to ask for assistance, and we can help you out with that. If you do not feel like you want to be screened by the metal detector, you can request a secondary screening with a handheld metal detector. And like I said, you can just reach to one of our event staff for them to help you.
Yeah, and ask for a supervisor as well if that's
something
that they want to. All right, the other question is, will children have to be screened?
That's right. So all patrons, no matter the age, will have to be screened. It is preferred that if the child is old enough to walk through the metal detector by themselves, they should do so. If not, a parent can carry them through.
All right. Another question is about service animals. Will they need to be screened?
Yes. Service animals will also need to be screened and walk through the metal detector.
Some patrons have asked if they can opt out or refuse to be screened.
Yes. So guests may opt out of walking through the metal detectors, but they will be subject to a screening with a handheld metal detector. No other screen options will be offered. If a guest does not wish to be screened, they cannot enter the Alaska Airlines Center, and a refund will be offered.
All right, another question here about off-duty law enforcement. Will they have to be screened?
Definitely. Off-duty law enforcement should identify themselves to security. In the case that that happens, security will then notify a supervisor who will work with university police to verify the individual's credentials.
Another question came in here is, what happens if I do happen to trigger the metal detector?
Yeah. If you trigger an alarm while passing through the metal detector, you will be asked to step to the side, and a secondary screening will be conducted with a handheld metal detector just to verify that everything is all right.
All right, and as other questions or answers come about through this new process, we'll be sure to update patrons accordingly.
Yep.
And feel free to let us know if you have any other questions that weren't answered here. But once again, keep in mind that with the state of how entertainment is these days, security and safety of not only the artists, but also the patrons is of high importance. So this is starting to be the norm across the country.
That's right.
So this is going to be implemented at quite a few events here at the Alaska Airlines Center.